I was sweating something fierce, although I was cold. I could feel my palms getting clammy and the perspiration running down my back. I get like that when I'm real scared. I glanced around for a pop bottle or a stick or something. Steve Randall, Soda's best buddy, had once held off 4 guys with a busted pop bottle, but there was nothing. So I stood there like a bump on a log while they surrounded me. I don't use my head. They walked around slowly, silently, smiling.
"Hey, Grease," one said in an over-friendly voice. "We're gonna do you a favor, Greaser. We're gonna cut all that long, greasy hair off."
He had on a Madras shirt. I can still see it. Blue Madras. One of them laughed, then cussed me out in a low voice. I couldn't think of anything to say. There just isn't a whole lot you can say while waiting to get mugged, so I kept my mouth shut.
"Need a haircut, Greaser?"
The medium-sized blonde pulled a knife out of his back pocket and flipped the blade open. I finally thought of something to say. "No." I was backing up, away from that knife. Of course, I backed right into one of them. They had me down in a second. They had my arms and legs pinned down, and one of them was sitting on my chest with his knees on my elbows. And if you don't think that hurts, you're crazy. I could smell English leather shaving lotion and stale tobacco, and I wondered foolishly if I would suffocate before they did anything. I was scared so bad I was wishing I would. I fought to get loose, and almost did for a second, but then they tightened up on me, and the one on my chest slugged me a couple of times. So I lay still, swearing at them between gasps. A blade was held against my throat.
"How'd you like that haircut to begin just below the chin?"
It occurred to me then that they could kill me. I went wild. I started screaming for Soda, Dairy, anyone. Someone put his hand over my mouth and I bit it as hard as I could, tasting the blood running through my teeth. I heard a muttered curse and got slugged again. And they were stuffing a handkerchief in my mouth. One of them kept saying, "Shut him up, for Pete's sake, shut him up!" Then there were shouts and the pounding of feet, and the Socius jumped up and left me lying there, gasping. I lay there and wondered what in the world was happening. People were jumping over me and running by me, and I was too dazed to figure it out. Then someone had me under the armpits and was hauling me to my feet. It was Dairy.
"Are you all right, Pony Boy?"
He was shaking me, and I wished he'd stop. I was dizzy enough anyway. I could tell it was Dairy, though, partly because of the voice, and partly because Dairy's always rough with me without meaning to be. "I'm okay. Quit shaking me, Dairy. I'm okay." He stopped instantly.
"I'm sorry."
He wasn't really. Dairy isn't ever sorry for anything he does. It seems funny to me that he should look just exactly like my father and act exactly the opposite from him. My father was only 40 when he died, and he looked 25, and a lot of people thought Dairy and Dad were brothers instead of father and son. But they only looked alike. My father was never rough with anyone without meaning to be. Dairy is 6'2" and broad-shouldered and muscular. He has dark brown hair that kicks out in front and a slight cowlick in the back, just like Dad's. But Dairy's eyes are his own. He's got eyes that are like 2 pieces of pale blue-green ice. They've got a determined set to them, like the rest of him. He looks older than 20, tough, cool, and smart. He would be real handsome if his eyes weren't so cold. He doesn't understand anything that is not plain, hard fact. But he uses his head.